Comedian Margaret Cho, who called for queer revolt against Trump, turned down heated rivalry role over ICE detainment fears. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 15, 2026. Comedian Margaret Cho, who called for a queer revolt against President Donald Trump, turned down role on heated rivalry over fears that she would be put in a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE detention facility if she travels to Canada to be on set. "It's all because of Trump," she said. "Last year, I got a pilot script for a show that I really loved. But it shot in Canada, and I was so scared because I'm so vocal about hating ICE and hating this administration," Cho told Matteo Lane and Nick Smith during a recent appearance on their I Never Liked You podcast. Watch below. "I was like, I will get detained at the border and I will be put in ICE detention if I go," the 57-year-old continued. "I was struggling over it. I had to talk to all these people about it, and I was super upset, and I said, no." It was heated rivalry, Cho added. The comedian disclosing which show she turned down elicited simultaneous gasps from both Lane and Smith. "I know, isn't that horrible?" Cho replied. "The pilot was beautiful, and I was like, I want to do this, it kills me. It's all because of Trump," the drop-dead diva star added. Notably, heated rivalry ended up becoming a breakout hit on HBO Max, launching actors Connor Story and Hudson Williams, who play professional hockey players on the show, to a new level of stardom. Cho, meanwhile, has apparently reached out to the heated rivalry producers to inquire about finding an opportunity for her to appear on the show in a future season. "I asked them, we'll see," the All-American Girls star said. Season 2 of Heated Rivalry is set to begin shooting this summer. Cho has been very vocal and unhinged with regards to her opposition to President Trump, declaring last month that she wishes a feral, bloodthirsty, violent Democrat would punish the president and his cabinet officials, after accusing the administration of taking sexual pleasure and cruelty. In March, Cho raged at Trump while accepting a Queerty Award, attacking the president as an incontinent child molester, and alleging that transvestites are facing a genocide, before bizarrely encouraging queer people to serve cunt in revolt against the administration. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.